will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We now have several stories from around Norwich. Most cemetery and park gates are no longer going to be locked at night, but an exception is being made at Earlham Cemetery. 150 people have been banned from entering local tips or libraries, and the police are cracking down on modified e-bikes. Rare mollusks mean progress towards duelling the Acre Strait is proceeding at a snail's pace, while a call is being made to abandon proposals for a new railway station at Dussingdale, close to the site where the 1874 Great Thorpe Railway disaster took place. We will hear more about the disaster in the first feature, but first Alison is going to tell us about the park gates.
The site of Norwich's main Jewish graveyard will be locked at night amid concerns the sensitive site may be targeted by vandals. Officials have reintroduced locking at Earlham Cemetery, which is home to a listed Jewish chapel, as well as a Muslim burial ground. The council cited religious sensitivities for the decision.
Nearly 150 people have been banned from visiting Norfolk's tips and libraries for misdeeds such as threatening staff, antisocial behaviour, theft and misusing computers. Further individuals have also been banned from council buildings after threatening to kill workers, sending sexually explicit emails and, in one instance, throwing a pot of urine at staff. Newly obtained figures reveal how, over the past 3 years, Norfolk County Council slapped bans on 130 people for their behaviour in libraries, with another 11 banned for their action at recycling centres. At recycling centres, 12-month bans were imposed for threats against staff, violent behaviour and theft of items including metal and electrical equipment. Incidents happened at both of Norwich's recycling centres and at King's Lynn, Dereham, Thetford and Caister. Bans at Norfolk's libraries range from a day to a year, with the vast majority applied because of antisocial behaviour. Computer misuse was the reason for 10 of the bans, all in Norwich's Millennium Library in the Forum.
A leading city official has welcomed the police crackdown on illegal e-bike use, saying it is one of the top road safety concerns in Norwich. Liam Calvert, a transport spokesman for Norwich Green Party and a Wensum Ward councillor, made the comment after police seized 12 illegally modified bikes as part of an operation to address rising antisocial behaviour, unsafe riding and dangerous speeding. Many food delivery drivers use motorised bicycles to quickly transport orders across the city, but some have taken to modifying the frames, which makes them even faster, but also turns them into motorcycles in the eyes of the law. Councillor Calvert said e-bikes are a great way to get around, but illegal modification turns them into unsafe electric motorbikes, so the police are doing a good job of enforcing against this practice. Along with antisocial drivers illegally blocking pedestrian use of pavements and motorists ignoring speed limits, this is one of the top road safety concerns that residents asked me to raise with the local police.
A study into endangered snails, whose presence is holding up the duelling of the Acre Strait, will take a decade to complete. But the slow pace is no laughing matter for leaders, who are desperate to speed up the process to bring in the safety upgrade for the notorious stretch of road and have criticised the delay. They have expressed shock at the extraordinary amount of time it's taking ecologists to investigate the population of little wormwood ramshorn snails which live on the surrounding marshes. The research project, which was initially scheduled to take 3 years, has been investigating whether it would be possible to relocate some of the gastropods to allow the roadwork to go ahead. The miniature mollusks, which have shells less than a fifth of an inch in diameter and live in dikes which line the 6.8-mile road, are on an international red list of endangered species. That means any work, such as that which would have to happen if the road was duelled, must not threaten them further. Graham Plant, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways and Chairman of the A47 Alliance, which lobbies for the duelling of the road, said, "It seems that Natural England can take as much time as they like, and in the meantime we see people die on the Acre Strait."
A call has been made to abandon hopes for a new railway station on the edge of Norwich because the £20 million project is unlikely to ever be built. A new station to serve Broadland Business Park and the city's Dussindale suburb has been an aspiration for decades, with council leaders having been keen to persuade the rail industry it would be worthwhile. The idea was that the station would be a new stop on the Bittern line between Norwich, Cromer and Sheringham, but would also open up rail connections via the city to other parts of the county. A feasibility study found a strong business case for the work and that it would be used by about 190,000 passengers each year. But as Norfolk County Council puts together a new rail prospectus outlining its hopes for train services and infrastructure, some have said it's time to stop trying to make the case for the station. John Fisher, the Conservative County Councillor for Thorpe St Andrew, questioned whether it was still worth pursuing.
Our first feature this week is the regular local history column, written and read by Richard Matthew. This week, Richard will talk about the Great Thorpe Railway disaster in 1874 that took place not far from the proposed Dussindale station we heard about earlier.